God taught me this. Unless you are excited and joyful about the plan, don't do it. Pray. Ask God if you're really supposed to do that thing, and if you are, to give you joy. And if not, ask Him what you are supposed to do. Because sometimes we'll make a plan ahead of time, and we think we want to do that. Then it comes time for that plan, and it goes completely dead. We don't want to do that at all. So, unless you're joyful, God took His people out with joy and gladness when He delivered them from Egypt. That's two very important concepts. So if there's no joy and no excitement, pray, ask God to change your plan, to give you something that creates joy and excitement. You can evaluate what you've done by this concept. God put me on radio in 1980. Was I excited about it? Yes, definitely. There was a job available at Christ for the Nations as Dean of Women. I considered applying for that, but I had no joy and no real interest in this job. I did not apply for it. In the year 2012, God gave me a dream to start a blog. Was it exciting? Yes, very much so. Then in 2015, God gave me the concept of writing books on Amazon. They have a free book plan on Amazon so that each month you as an author are allowed to publish one book at that period of time, which goes out to everyone for free on ebook. Was I excited about it? Yes. Then in 2020, I had a dream which showed me to start publishing podcasts. Was I excited? Yes, very definitely. I was injured in 2018, and God showed me to move from Texas to Colorado so I could be helped by a member of the body of Christ. Was that exciting to me? Oh, yes. Very much so. Matter of fact, she had thought maybe Joan could move to Colorado. And then she thought, oh, Joan would never move to Colorado and leave Texas. Well, God changes us in our thinking. I was very much excited about moving to Colorado, and still am. And I keep saying, ooh, I never want to go back to Texas. It's so hot. So, unless you are excited and joyful about the plan, just stop. Turn to God in prayer. He may have another way for you to go, which would be better for you. He brought them out from Egypt with joy and gladness. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today.